Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kaylee speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, what company are you?
I do customer support for many different companies. If something was charged, you can provide your zip code and I'll be able to open up the account and look into it.
Okay, it's zip code is
90703. All right, first and last name.
Cecilia Dominguez.
All right, Ms. Dominguez, can you confirm your shipping address for security reasons?
Well, I don't know who the company is. I don't want to give out any other information. I have an amount of 9290.
Okay, and I see that charge, but I do see that your shipping address is on file, so I just need something to confirm that it is you, or you can confirm
well,
the last four digits of the
call. I need to find out what was shipped because I was going to decline it through the bank.
Okay, well, I need you to confirm because
I can't I can't remember.
Because
I can't remember the item. Can you tell me what the item is?
Ma'am, I can't tell anything unless you confirm that the shipping address or you can confirm the last four digits of your card. It's for security reasons. I'm looking at the address right now. I'm not trying to take your information.
Okay, well, I guess I have to call the bank to decline the payment.
Well, ma'am, I'm looking at it right now. I want to be able to assist you. You could just confirm the shipping address or the last four digits of the card that was charged. You put your information in, so I'm looking at it right now. I'm not trying to take your information. This is what you put in.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. You know, like I say, it shows today's date.
All right, then.
And
if you don't want to confirm anything, then I won't be able to assist you.
I can't, you know, because of the, I'll have to decline my bank.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to avoid you doing that, going through the hassle of declining something, but you won't confirm anything.
Can I give you the name of the street?
You could give me the street address. Just the
No, just the name of the street.
The number
and
the street.
Oh, I can give you the number, but I won't give you the street. I'm trying to protect me, too.
Ma'am, I don't want to take your information. I don't. It's on file, so if you confirm it, I mean.
Well, I want to be able to, but, you know, I want to protect myself. If I have to get a partial of it, then you'll know that it's a, you know, I'm who I am.
Ma'am, I already know who
but
you
I,
are.
But I don't know
who
I'm
are.
Talking to. That's the thing.
All right.
You know,
so
I want to verify and okay the payment. But if I can't, you know, just with
ma'am,
I can give
you
the name. You
have to give me something.
Street numbers.
So can you just?
I can give you street numbers, but not the street. That way you'll know at least, you know, who I am is legitimate. But on your end, I don't know who I'm talking to, and I just want
to... You're talking to Kaylee
from
customer support.
Yeah, but I don't know from what company.
All right, ma'am. I mean,
this
confirm
is from.
The street. So
it's Cheryl, spelled with an S, like Sam, H-E-R-Y-L.
I see Cheryl, but, I mean, it's a number on there.
Yeah, so it is on. So we know that it's correct. You know, Cerritos,
okay,
California,
it could still
but I'm
be
not
a.
Give...
It could be a street, but you still have to confirm the number. All right, ma'am, I won't be able to assist you then. I mean, I
well,
get
I'm
that
sorry.
You
then I'll
yourself,
have to cancel.
But,
I'll have to
all
cancel.
All right, then. Well, thank
the
you for
cost.
Calling
sorry
customer
about that
support.
Too.
You have a great day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.